VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Doris. You're now listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello, VoiceTuber. This is Doris. Have you ever been stuck in a toxic relationship? You've tried so hard to fix the problem between you and your partner, but nothing seems to change. Being in such a situation for a long time might lead to low self-esteem, and you might blame yourself for everything that went wrong. But you know what? You're not terrible. You're the best. It might not be your fault that your relationship ended, so don't beat yourself up. Please keep in mind that you should always put your own needs first. Just like the sentence for today says, it's a sign that we have finally learned to love ourselves and so place our needs where these should always have been, at the center of our considerations. 这是一种终于学会自爱且把自己的需求放在首位的表现。好，那么这就是今天的句子。首先，我们先来看发音重点的部分。第一个发音重点是 learn to 的连音， learned 的结尾跟 to 的字首音是一样的，所以可以连音变成 learn to learn to。 再来，下一个发音重点是 needs， needs 的结尾是 z 的音， needs。 好，那这就是今天的发音重点。在进入单字之前，我们再来复习一次今天的句子吧。It's a sign that we have finally learned to love ourselves and so place our needs where this should always have been, at the center of our considerations. 好，那么发音重点结束，我们接下来就进入单字的部分。首先，第一个单字是 consideration， consideration 是名词，意思是考虑的事或者是注意的事。 consideration 是从动词 consider 衍生而来， consider 本身就有考虑的意思，再加上名词化字尾 tion 就变成了今天的单字。那么我们来看一下例句的部分。When buying a car, safety is the most important consideration. 买车时，安全是首要考量。下一个单字呢是 sign。sign 是名词，意思是迹象、征兆。sign of zodiac 是星座的意思。当你想要问别人的星座的时候呢，可以直接说 What sign are you?而 sign 也可以当作动词使用，当作动词的时候呢，意思就会变成签名或者是示意。那么我来补充一些比较常使用跟 sign 有关的动词片语，例如 sign for something 意思就是签收， sign in 是签到，而 sign out 则是签退的意思。我们来看一下例句的部分。His grade has shown signs of improvement this semester. 他这学期的成绩有往上升的迹象。不知道大家信不信星座？我这个人是不怎么相信，但是因为我是水瓶座，大家也知道这个星座给人的形象好像就是很奇怪，很像外星人的人，所以常常就会有人在听到我是水瓶座以后就对我说，哈，那你很奇怪耶，我每次听完都超无奈的耶。 OK， 那我们进入第三个单字。第三个单字是 place， place 是动词，意思是放置、安置。如果要说买东西下订单的话，也是用 place 这个动词，就会变成 place an order。那么 place 也可以当作名词使用，意思是地点、地方。 补充一个英文习语 A place in the sun 就是好位置的意思。那么我们来看一下例句的部分。 The teacher placed his computer on the desk. 老师把电脑放在桌上。接下来就是今天最后一个单字。今天的最后一个单字呢是 center。 Center 是名词，意思是中心、中央。如果你身边有人总是能成为众人的焦点的话呢，你就可以说他是 the center of attention， 意思呢就是关注的中心。那么如果你要说别人很自我中心，你可以说他 self-centered。 self-centered 是形容词，意思呢是自我中心的。我们来看一下例句的部分。 Ken put a desk in the center of the room. Ken 在房间的中央放了一张桌子。不知道大家遇到自我中心的人都会是什么反应呢？我之前遇到几个很自我中心的人，每次都很想翻他白眼，但又必须要忍住，只能忍受自己一直听他夸奖自己，我真的都快受不了了。 OK, I think this is all for today's pronunciation challenge. If you've always put your own needs first, then keep it going. If not, maybe you should try to stop caring about others' opinions so much.Remember, you're the only person that will accompany yourself till the end. So, treat yourself better. Don't forget to practice today's sentence and leave a comment below. I'll see you guys next time. Bye!